You will listen to a university lecture on global warming. Listen to the lecture and answer questions 1 to 10. First, you have some time to look at the questions. Listen and answer the questions.
Global warming takes place when greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide and other pollutants accumulate over the Earth's atmosphere and trap the solar radiation that has bounced off the Earth's surface. This heat trapping has several repercussions on the planet, such as disrupted weather patterns, ruptured ecosystems, and other ecological issues. You may be surprised to know that in the past 5 decades, the global temperature has risen by nearly 3% and is expected to accelerate further. You may argue that the problem is too widespread to be handled by individuals. But that's not true. In today's lecture, I am going to share with you some ways in which you can do your bit to help the planet. You can all start by replacing the regular incandescent bulbs in your homes and offices with compact fluorescent bulbs or the CFL. Initially, it may pinch your pocket, but they are affordable in the long run as they consume 70% less electricity than ordinary bulbs. Then, choosing alternative means of transport can help the environment. Fewer vehicles on the road will create less pollution and in turn, save fuel, so make sure to drive only when it is necessary, and opt for carpools to work or drop your children to school. Use a car that runs on renewable fuel. However, if that option is too expensive, the least you can do is to use the cleanest gasoline available. This helps in reducing pollution. To travel to nearby places, you can either walk or cycle to save energy. You all must be familiar with the 3 magical R's. Reduce, reuse, and recycle. Reduce your desire to buy more goods. When you do, opt for eco-friendly products. Reuse items such as plastic containers and bottles. Recycling is an excellent earth-saving tip. Recycled materials such as used paper, cans, newspapers, aluminium foil and glass would otherwise end up as waste in the ecosystem. As landfill space is quickly running out, try upcycling outdated items like furniture and clothes so that they don't end up in the dump yards as scrap. Apart from this, alternate energy is worth the investment. Solar panels are readily available in the market at subsidized rates. Installation costs are a bit heavy, but over time it will lessen your electricity consumption cost. Simple actions such as turning off electronic devices when not needed and closing the refrigerator door as soon as you have taken out what you need are also helpful. If each one of you follows these tips, you will be doing your bit to save the environment.